Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good morning, bub. Saturday morning here. Beautiful, sunny South Florida day, man. How are we doing today?
Hey, man. Doing really good so far.
Right on, man. You're getting ready to get the live feed going over there. We're a little bit behind on that, but that's okay, man. There it comes. I see the live feed up. Good morning, everybody around the world. Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Bub, Super Bowl weekend, man.
Yes.
A lot of good things to talk about today, huh?
Yeah, man, let's get going.
It's a little bit, we're going to talk a little bit about, you've been working really aggressively with the Rough Country Jeeps for the two celebrities you're building for, man.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on out there.
How's it going for you with the Jeeps?
Good, man. I'm just, working away. I got a lot of stuff in the plate right now and, getting a lot of these big projects done. I got, so much stuff going on in the facility, a lot of cleaning up, a lot of organizing, just typical everyday stuff.
You've been doing a lot of cleaning up all week long. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose down in Abacoa, bub. The girls are doing some great stuff down there. They are doing a lot of really good things, bub. I know Robin and Layla have some big sales going on and stuff like that. They had the vintage motorcycle show the other night down in Abacoa. A lot of fun, man.
Yeah, something they're starting to do down there. We'll see how it goes. It's always been an up and down area with a lot of foot traffic. And, sometimes they do some great events. Sometimes they just do terrible ones. And it's awkward, because they just recently got rid of all of the, they got rid of all of the classic car shows that were going on down there, mm-hmm. which to me personally, that drew a very, very huge crowd. And they did it on Saturdays, one of the strongest days where it was, bringing a lot of great business there, but now they're doing these random bike night things that, it's like they threw the cars out, but now brought in a bunch of rowdy bikes. So it's, I don't know who's kind of running that side of it, but, I would have done something a little different.
I don't think they've been too rowdy. It's a different crowd. That they did have the car shows down there, like you said, on a monthly basis. It was a very, very successful and popular thing. But I don't think the vendors were physically seeing the foot traffic translating into dollars into their stores. And I think that was part of the reason. A lot of people were bringing their own food and drinks. And I think that kind of killed the show itself right there, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Something like that. So
I mean, it brought people, though, better than nothing.
Yeah, I agree with that, bub. I really do agree with that. Hey, bub, we're going to talk a lot today about we've been getting a lot of requests for people to know what does it really take to do solid, paint and body. And, mm-hmm. As I mentioned yesterday on the show description, there's so much that goes into it, bub. And there's just it's amazing because people just think you paint these things and you go down the road and that's that. Well, there's so much more to it. And it's often the most negotiated part of a build or a restoration. It's also the one that is the least regarded. And people just think, well, you just do this and move down the road.
Yeah, it's that's probably one of the most common things that nobody really understands. I mean, any aspect of the automotive industry, there are a lot of people out there that don't understand what it takes to truly do a job start to finish. And I think that goes more than just the automotive industry, but anything in general. If you're doing an audio system install in your house, maybe you're doing plumbing at your house, you're doing a kitchen. There's always all of these, hidden expenses that the average person. The client, for example, they wouldn't think about those certain things. And, the professionals know exactly what those things are because they've done it, their experience with it. They know what fittings it takes. They know what, sort of thread it would take or a sealant it would take to do plumbing. It would, how many screws you're going to go through doing drywall repairs or, a number of things like that. And that's exactly what it is in paint and body, man. Everybody thinks that you just, they go to Home Depot on the weekend, they pick up a can of spray paint, they want to paint something, they just paint it in 5 minutes, and they think that's how cars go, right?
Yep.
Totally different, man. When you are working with something that not only you want a quality job, but also a job that lasts and a job that looks really, really good, man. How many cars have you seen out there that just look like junk when you look at them? You look at the paint, and you're like, holy crap, dude, how did that thing even pass as being like blended from color to color when the fender is 4 shades darker than the door.
And it's funny too, especially with silvers and like colors like that, you've got to be very careful because the colors won't match. Silver will change colors for you pretty quick if you don't get that exactly right.
Yeah.
When it comes down to Good morning to Kenny Litzum out there, by the way. Good morning, Kenny. How you doing, man? Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. You are, for those who don't know, Kenny is a longtime friend of this family. He's very much a part of the success of this business. He is and has been our wheel rep out there at American Racing and Wheel Pros. So he's done an amazing job for us, Bob.
Yeah.
Super good guy.
Yep.
So, all right. So, Bob, let's talk. What does it take a little bit to do the prep work there on the body when you've got to do this stuff?
Well, you know, it's, you know, when you start with some of this stuff, you have to first, you know, like I mentioned, man, it's easy for people or for clients to think that when you're doing paint work, it's just as simple as doing a weekend project at Home Depot. And it's totally different, man. And what I mean by that is, you know, even when you are working with something that is brand new, you know, you could take a brand new car off the showroom floor and you want to do some paint repairs to it. Maybe it got scratched. It's a lot more than just say doing a, you know, let's say you work with a scratch on like this, maybe it's in the center of the door of your car, right? So you have to do, there are a lot of steps in order to do a professional job. One small scratch in the center of your door that cannot be polished, wet sanded and buffed out. If it is so deep that it needs to get painted or paint blended, you would literally have to work a huge area around it, if not shooting, you know, you blend your color. Typically you're, you know, let's say for example, like a black, you know, metallic, some sort of metallic flake, you're working with things that can very quickly stand out as like a blotchy cloud, if not done properly. So you need to first repair that damaged area, which is sanding it typically all the way down to metal. You need to then seal it typically with an etching primer or a sealer primer so that you can make sure that you know, metal does not rust in 6 months, a year, 12 months, you know, whatever it may be. You want to make sure that it doesn't rust, you know, down the road. So you get that sealed and coated. Then you go ahead and do your painting, but your painting, you're not actually shooting the entire door. That's the purpose of a blend, because even though you're using maybe say a factory paint, some of the best paint in the world, you're always going to have some sort of shade difference. Well, the goal is to try to fix that minimal spot and blend it into the factory paint so that you wouldn't ever know, or to the human eye, be able to see that little discoloration. It could, you know, very quickly as we walk through lighting, you would never see it, right? That's the point of a paint blend. So you would do that blend in that small area, and then you either have to melt clear in around it, which can sometimes look good, sometimes doesn't really last, or you need to clear that entire panel of the area you're working with, whether it's a door, whether it's a fender, whether it's an entire quarter panel. Some of those get really, really in depth. If you're shooting maybe a scratch that's on, say, a rear quarter panel, you've got a scratch by the fuel door or something, and you need to, you can paint blend in, say, 14 inches of an area, 12 inches of an area, very small area. You can blend the color to repair that scratch, and that'll be gone and disappeared. But to professionally make it so that you can never, ever, ever tell that there was a clear job done on that car, you would literally have to take every piece of trim off and shoot that entire panel, typically from the bumper cover all the way over the C pillar, B pillar, A pillar, all the way down towards the front of the windshield, if you wanted a job where no human eye could ever tell that that thing was ever reshot.
So we're going to say good morning to Mark Hoffman, the BEM dirt track driver. He says he cannot wait, and he says good morning to wherever Big Money is as well. He can't wait until a week from tomorrow, Cars and Coffee. Yeah, that's a lot of fun, man. That Cars and Coffee is tremendous fun, Bob. The paint is the thing that you see first pulling into anywhere, Bob. Chevrolet, as we've noted, has even from the factory, has a lot of orange peel in it, more so than probably any other manufacturer when you stand up on it and look at it. And you have even, when you buy a new Chevrolet product, you typically go through and cut and buff, or what we call wet sanding and buffing, that entire vehicle to remove any of those imperfections out of that factory finish.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of, you know, a lot of mass production in today's world, it's got a, you know, fairly terrible paint on it. You know, for when you look at these things, you're like, man, this is a brand new car. If we were to turn out a job that looks like mass production, people would think it's shoddy work. It's just plain and simple. People just don't think about it coming from the factory. They look at these things and like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, it looks great. You know, it's, you know, everything's fine with it because it's brand new, right? Well, when you're working with something like that, me personally, I like to have mirror quality image. So when you look into that paint, whether you're 5 feet away, whether you're 2 inches away, it is literally like looking into a mirror at your house. That's what I shoot for when I do every job.
And the thing is, Bub, you do try to emulate a factory finish every time. You try to make sure that what you're putting out matches the factory. The quality of your paint, you just did an 06 Mercedes CL55. The gentleman wanted the hood painted, and the hood stood head and shoulders above the rest of the factory paint job. And the Mercedes paint jobs, by and large, are very, very good. And it outshined the rest of the vehicle.
Yeah, it's you know, that's something tricky too that you have to do whenever you're working with blending areas. You actually have to try to create, especially on, you know, modern vehicles, something newer. Again, if you maybe listen, we have guys out there, and it's just throwing it out there. There are people out there that maybe have a very small scratch on their car, but they want to take it to a professional and they don't want to report it to insurance, right? Nothing wrong with that. That is full disclosure at the client. That's all up to them. So we have these guys that want to do it. Well, at BEM, we'll still take, even if that's the case, we will give them that quality of a mass production job. We will literally say, for example, a front bumper. You get a lot of cars in here, a lot of high-end exotics that'll, you know, severely decrease the value if you report, you know, something like repainting a front bumper, because yep. it'll be listed as minor damage or accident
on the Carfax.
Right. So that could be, for some people, that could be, you know, depending on the price of the car, $10,000-$15,000 drop in its value, which is a shame. So you want to go through, you want to just do a professional way of doing it. You can pull that front bumper off there, just, you know, doing nothing more than removing all the hardware that holds it on, pull that bumper off. You can scuff all of that down, literally get everything prepped. If you can, you know, you've got rock chips or little dents, dings, whatever it is, maybe in the front bumper from cruising down the highway, you can fix all of those areas. A lot of those things are urethane plastic. You can heat them up and work them back to where yep. you need them to be. And you can, again, base coat, blend that color in using the factory paint. We use all PPG products for factory color blend. And then you can literally reshoot that entire area with a fresh coat of clear. Three coats of clear is typically what we run here. And, you know, you wet sand and buff those things out. And that's where you've got to be like that kind of skate that fine line of, you know, you want to make the paint look dead on perfect, but sometimes some cars don't have a mirror quality finish. When you look at, say, where the bumper meets the fender, where the bumper meets the hood, the factory paint just wasn't a mirror quality image. So you have to almost skate a fine line of,
yes,
I've got to make it look really good, but at the same time, I've got to almost kind of do it, to me, I would say ugly, because you're trying to match the factory textury orange peel mm-hmm. of the original clear coat. And that's sometimes hard to do. You know, GM, for example, has really, really bad orange peel mm-hmm. on all their vehicles. It's just terrible.
Look on the tailgates of their trucks, for example, where you've got a long way to let your eye run down the side.
Yeah, man, it's just terrible. You know, when you look at those things, and those are factory mass production. Again, just like, you know, like I mentioned earlier, if people were to, you know, not think about it, which they don't, when you go buy a brand new car, you don't question it. You just go and you buy it. You don't think about it, nothing at all. If people were to come through here and that, you know, they ask for a paint job and you get a paint job and then it comes out with that kind of grain in it, like General Motors does, they would be up in arms about it, you know, because they think that, oh, well, I paid you for paint, it should look better than this. But most paint really has a lot of orange peel in it. We do an extreme job in quality of getting a mirror image. And let me tell you, there's two totally different ballparks. Sure. Of looking at those brands.
Yeah, there sure is. In fact, that you're using the new modern Trizac system, Bub, the 3M Trizac system. I was actually working with it back on that Mercedes hood, and it's unbelievable the quality of finish that you get using that hood. And it's only you get as much as you put into the quality of your product and your tools.
Yeah, it's you know, that's in terms of the, you know, wet sanding and buffing side of it, you know, and that's really, to me, I feel like there are two primary pieces of a good fundamentally based paint job. And I feel like that is prep, which is getting everything ready to shoot. And it is your final. You know, I feel like the painting process in the middle is fairly retard proof, honestly. I mean, I feel like if you can read instructions, you can do things by the basics. And, you know, if you can follow instructions on how to mix paint, you know, paint that from PPG that we use is 1-to-1 mix. You know, that's pretty easy. That's the same thing as a 50-50 ratio, 50% of your paint, 50% of your hardener. And these are in mixing cups that actually have those numbers on the side. So it's,
but it's often mixed wrong. A lot of people,
a lot, man,
they don't understand the 1-to-1 ratio. And as you were holding kind of a class for everybody out there, you know, because you will not allow your paint to be anything less than stellar.
Yeah.
But as you were holding class, I was also learning something out there as well about the mixing process.
Well, you know, it's that's what I'm saying. I feel like those are basics, but in the common world in the automotive industry, those are the basics that are skipped, man, all the way across the board. And you know, we've hired and fired tons of painters, probably a dozen here, especially in South Florida, that have just been
terrible people, man.
Terrible. You know, they say that they can do painting. They've gotten their ICAR certs, which is, you know, the automotive industry for the paint and body side of things. So you can repair, you can do damage, you can do paint blends. But when you get down to these guys and you just stand back and watch them, it's like, for Christ's sakes, you're not even mixing properly. Like, yeah. It's as simple as you take 50% of this, you take 50% of this, and you pour it in, and you look at the volume on the side of a cup, it's that simple. And then you filter it through just a small, looks like a coffee filter. You filter it into your gun and you set your gun settings and you shoot. It's just that simple. As long as you have good lighting, a good set of eyes, and you can follow basic instructions, you can probably paint a car.
Yeah, but it's not just painting the car, Bub. It's the time you take to pull the trigger on the gun before your paint hits the panel. It's the it's when you run over a little bit, then you come down and do another overlapping 50%, and it's back and forth. And you take the time to slow your roll down and just let it go. Then you put the car in bake for 2 days and let it go before you even touch it.
Yeah, it's definitely a process for sure. It's that's one of the most time consuming processes, that really just it can wear on you, man. And it takes a lot of patience to be a painter, to be a really good painter, because there are a lot of guys who will just, like I mentioned, they'll scuff something, they'll shoot it, and they'll send it down the road, and then that's that. In a year from now, you've got paint that's flaking off, or, even literally just heavy wind can be, start flaking away on the clear, because some guys shoot so thin. But, it's all about that. To me, it's all about your prep work, getting it started, making sure that the material you're about to shoot is, from a damage standpoint, from a repair standpoint, that all of that is handled how it should be, with as little fillers as possible,
right.
and more hand work or body work. If you're, an example of a damaged area, say a huge dent in the fender, you don't want to just keep caking up a bunch of Bondo on there. You're going to set yourself up for failure, or the client, or maybe a future purchaser or seller, buyer, Barrett Jackson, all those things, all of that filters down the line in the automotive world. And we see it a lot, man. You see cars roll through here that, have a decent paint job. I'd say, 7 out of 10 on the outside of the car. Door gaps are okay. Things look decent. You go to sand down on that car, and before you know it, you're like, holy crap, dude, there is literally like 11 or different colors of paint.
We're dealing with a 57 Thunderbird back there now.
It's been painted like 8 times. So now if you take and you figure out over the years, that's a 57, right? So over the years, and that's a really big project we're doing. But if you figure out, each one of those things are typically, depending on the painter, 2 to 3 coats of primer, 2 to 3 coats of paint, 2 to 3 coats of clear. So 3, 6, 9, on average, you're about 9 coats start to finish of your sealing process to your clear coat. And that's just on your basic paint jobs, base coat clears. That's not with any pearls or anything like that. You figure now, if you take 9 coats, let's just go with a rough number of 9, that's about average. And you do that times how many times that car was painted. We can see there are literally 8 different colors as we've sanded through it. So you're looking at 70 something plus coats of material between primer, between paint, between clear, that have all been put on there and applied. And eventually you're going to get to a point where, again, that car looked like I'd say a 7 out of 10 when it first came in. It looked decent.
It did.
Looked pretty good. You could cruise it and show it. It wouldn't win any awards by any means, but you could cruise it and it looked good. But I'll tell you what, man, you get into that kind of stuff, and that's what most people don't understand. It looks great from the outside. You start getting into it and you're like, holy crap, dude, we've got 70 plus coats we've got to go through. And those things get thicker and thicker as they go. And you don't know even behind those coats or in between those coats, maybe there's a huge damaged area that you never see. You never would have thought
to have
seen. That's
the problem. You get down into it.
You get into it before you know it. You're like, holy crap, dude, there's so much Bondo that was about to pop off of here. You can stick your whole fist right through the rocker panel of the car, for example.
I mean, and to your point, Bub, about, as you were saying earlier, about chemicals and mixings and everything like that, you come to a point that once you're stripping these down, you can't just lay a base coat clear coat over the top of a lacquer paint.
Yeah, no, it's that's actually a big problem, man. And there's a lot of cars that you see that with, and this Thunderbird, that was almost one of the primary reasons, was because, and that is a steel car, these Thunderbirds, they weren't like Vets, they weren't glass cars where it would absorb the paint. These were steel cars, so working with them was a little easier, but it got to a point where there were so many layers of paint between lacquer, between enamels, base coat, clear coat. There were pearls put in this thing. Between all of those coats, there finally was starting to be a pushback, a reaction of all of the different mixes, the compounds, the hot, the cold, the weather, the environment, everything takes play. And it was literally starting to crack almost like a fiberglass car. It looked like this car was fiberglass around like the convertible top area, the trunk area. And it wasn't. It's just because of how deep the layers of paint were. They were starting to fight each other with all the hardeners, the adders, everything in it.
It's amazing how much time it takes. I'm gonna get to that point for in a second. The Bubs Exotic Motorsports dirt driver Mark Hoffman said, by the way, we took night one of the dirt late model dirt tracks last night, Bub, in 2018 out of Georgia, and they're going to be out there tonight again. So Mark is up there starting. You know how victorious he was coming off the backside of last season, Bub, and he's now back in it leading out this season.
Yeah.
Very good. Good morning to Jeff Graham, one of our very good clients. Speaking of which, Bub, you're deep in paint and body and stuff with his car. Of course, when you tore into that vehicle, you found out how badly the nose cone was. Oof. The car had been wrinkled pretty badly at one point.
And again, I mean, same thing there, you know, and, you know, even on his car as well. It's, you know, that's funny that he chimed in on it, because it's one of those cars that thing, when it came into us, that looked like, I'd
looked
say a
beautiful,
good, like,
man.
It was just over a nine. I'd say 9 out of 10. That car could have rolled through an auction block. It looked good. You know, looked super, super solid. Engine bay was clean. Motor was clean. It started. It ran. Everything was looking good on it. You know, but we start getting into that paintwork on the car, and holy crap, before you know it, you start getting into adjusting the door to the fender to the front nose on the Camaros. You know, they're all broken apart in pieces.
Yep.
So you start adjusting each one of those steps as you go around, and before you know it, you're like, holy crap, dude, the bumper bracket on one side of this car has had a half inch of steel added to
it. That's right.
So that you could get the bumper to fit, because it was hit and pushed back so far. And that's what you get into. You know, these cars, they might look great when you're standing 5 feet, 10 feet back. The second you start diving into them, it's just, I mean, you just open this can of worms, and before you know it, you're like, well, here we go.
And that's why, truly, in the classic car restoration business, there's not a lot of money left in it.
No, there's not.
At the end of the job.
Typically, there's not. It's, you know, stuff that you can project takes, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months, ends up taking
nine
six,
months,
seven,
well,
eight,
yeah.
nine.
Yeah,
it just,
time.
It ends up being a domino effect, because you start getting into things, and you're looking at it, and then you're trying to do, you know, panel fit me. You started aligning one piece in the front. Before you know it, you've gone all the way around
the
car.
All the way around the car, yeah.
You come back to the front again, and you check it again. You know, so it's just this whole domino effect.
It really is. And Jeff says, these are the reasons I brought my car to you. He can't wait to see it. Jeff's been a very patient guy while you've gone through the problems. For example, you've got a one-of-one 2006 Ford GT 40 out in the shop. And with that car, Bub, with that car, you wound up starting in the back. Somebody had put an aftermarket X1 body kit on this thing up in the Northwest. And before you knew it, you had the body completely off the car. And it's not something you can call the client back and just say, oh, now give me a bunch of money because I had to fix somebody else's problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that car was crazy. I've got a slight distraction
here
going
on
in the front lobby
here. It's Marky Mark.
Yes. Oh, so you saw in the reflection of the
window.
Okay, there we go.
My closest friend in the world, just an amazing gentleman. Part of the Marlins organization. We are building the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rough Country Jeep for Mark. I'd love for him to come in. Biz Markey,
yeah,
why don't
no
you
chance.
Jump inside the studio here with us and
no
join us
happen.
Live. He is salt of the earth people, Bub. The best of the best, and he is just an amazing guy, man.
Yeah, man, it's you know, super solid. We'll talk about his Jeep in a second here too, because we've got some crazy stuff going on between Rough Country.
Bottom of the hour, we're gonna start
and,
that.
And you know, some awesome stuff from you know, what we got going on here at the BEM side. Of course, that touch of class, we always throw to everything, not just always out of the box and on the car. Like, there's a lot of big companies out there that do that kind of stuff. We always take it, add that touch of class to it, and go right over the top, man.
It's funny too, Bub, that you mentioned that, because part of the thing, one of the things you did in Mark Brown's Jeep was, and he's a very good guy. He turns the vehicles over to you and he says, just build me what you want. And you just go crazy. And you did a Bentley style interior in that Jeep. And it is just absolutely, totally amazing to see the quality of that, that interior. And now you're doing, Rough Country is partnered up with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports because spring training starts here, the 23rd of February.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, you can see the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rough Country Mark Brown Jeep at the stadium here, in Jupiter, Florida. And what Bub has done with that vehicle is nothing short of absolutely stunning. The small touches of class that he's put on that vehicle. I sent Tyler Grooms, the director of marketing over at Rough Country, a picture of what you've done, Bub. And so far, and he's just blown away at how pretty it is, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's been a lot of fun. You know, we're just, like you mentioned, we're getting all these things ready to go. You know, a lot of great product out there. You know, all of these companies that we are now, you know, truly, you could say, in bed with, you know, from a standpoint of partnerships.
Yeah.
And all of their products are available exclusively at our website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Literally everything that is on that site can either be drop shipped directly to you as it is, or can even come through BEM and have full custom coating on it to, for example, get something like what we just did on the Rough Country grill this morning. You know, those things, if you go out to our Instagram.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, you can see that grill that we just did. That's with a 20-inch dual row Black Series light bar. And that is an amazing setup for all the Jeep JK models. So 07 up to now 18, even fitting into the JL model as well, which is going to be the newer 18 version of it. But, you know, that thing's, it's a beautiful look. You know, that was an out of the box from a black textured standpoint that Rough Country had sent into us. And we wanted to take it and just add that touch of class to it to, man, you know, to make it look like it was more of a factory fitment from, you know, but a very aggressive look, you know, piece as well. And that's what not only we do here at BEM, but also Tyler and the entire crew over at Rough Country does. They design things that look like they're meant to go in fit of a factory product, right? So even like their bumpers, their steps, their interior accessories, their, I mean, everything, you name it, it looks like it is meant to be out of the box, put on the vehicle like you just went and got it from Mopar directly. And that's exactly what we like to do here at BEM, is make things look like they're meant to be, not kind of like gaudy and in your face, like, oh, wow, okay, maybe you took it a little too far with that one. And I think that we hit it right on the head, man, with this, with the way we color match this grill for the front of this thing.
I'm going to show an example of it in just a second here. Mark Hoffman, the BEM dirt track driver, says, Tom, please bring the orange BMW 2002 series to the Cars and Coffee. He wants to check it out.
That thing's pretty solid, dude.
Yeah, well, Mark will see it when he gets back here to BEM headquarters. That car you are building for a very high-end celebrity. And that car is absolutely stunning. You had the carburetor off that the other day, Bub. You've got the car now running. It hadn't run in 2.5, 3 years, and it runs like a brand new vehicle, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, a lot of fun. We've got a lot of great projects going on out there in the main facility. You know, like I mentioned, we spent really the past 4 or 5 months just, I mean, grinding it out super, super hard. Not only here in the facility, but everything around it. You know, the social media side, the marketing side, the website. You know, all the products that are for sale now on the site, you know, all at the guaranteed lowest prices, man. So it doesn't get much better than that. We're doing a lot of, you know, custom tailoring too. We're trying to make this thing, you know, super fun for everybody in the industry, not just looking at pictures on Instagram or Facebook where you're scrolling through, you click like. We're trying to make it very interactive and, you know, make it fun for people out there. So if you do have maybe a car that you just went and bought, maybe a new Mustang, maybe a new Camaro, we are literally putting together power packages, anything. We're putting together full packages that are guaranteed and proven, so it takes the guesswork out of it. You know, it kind of gives you a themed BEM design, and you could be anywhere in the entire world. These things can drop ship to you either out of the box or custom colored and matched, whatever you could possibly imagine. These things are literally shipping to your door, and you can either have your installer install them, or if you're a do-it-yourself or do-it-yourself on the weekend, grab a couple of drinks and have fun.
That's exactly right, Bub. And we're gonna jump into the Jeep segment of this right now, Bub. I wanted to spend some time with that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very, very proud to announce that Rough Country has just released a brand new, Bub, lift kit for the 2018 Jeep JLs. Let's talk a little bit about that, Bub, especially from a price point and a quality point. They are the first in the industry to release this new product next to Mopar.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been a lot of fun, you know, hooking up with these guys at Rough Country. I've built with them since, you know, BEM has been in business since May of 2004. So I've been building with them for a super, super long time, even prior to us just opening the company. I was building with them, and, you know, super quality product. They, you know, we've stood by them through, you know, through the ups and downs, and there's been, you know, a lot of great changes that they've made over there at Rough Country. And I'll tell you what, man, they've made it something that is very, very enjoyable and strong now. And that's what I love, man. They're offering everything from, you know, just entry level bolt-ons to severe, you know, even up to rock crawling stuff, if that's really what you want to do. You know, they've got everything in between, everything for guys on a budget, everything for guys that just want to go balls out and just have fun, man. It's, you know, really nice having that kind of option available to you. And it's, you know, very much like what we do with all of our major sponsors. You know, I'm very brand specific.
Yes, you are.
When you can find a place that has really everything under one roof that you're looking for, it's always great to build a relationship with them. If there's a quality product, if they've got the solid stuff out there, and they've got almost everything you need for anything, you know, whether it be, you know, exterior accessories to, you know, pickup trucks to off-road Jeeps, you know, there's literally a little bit of everything going on out there.
Mark Brown says, rock and roll, 1977. That looks like a leather tour jacket, man. A lot of people don't know, but Marky is very, very into music, as am I. It's one of the things we share in common, and it looks like he's always getting guitars and fun stuff like that. His office at the stadium is really, really nicely done.
Yeah.
His brother Clark Kent was coming in today. I don't know if he's here or not.
Should be here somewhere.
Is he? If Clark, if you're out in the lobby, why don't you jump inside here and join us live on the air? Bub, the when Rough Country sent in, I want to talk, first of all, let's talk a little more about the lift. Their lift, the 2.5-inch lift for the new Jeep JLs, the 2018 Jeep JLs, which has been refaced. According to Tyler over at Rough Country, they did, Jeep did a really good job and said that one of the things that the JL does now is they took into account what the listener was, what the audience was saying, or their fan base was saying, and brought a lot of new technologies into these vehicles. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. You know, it's like I mentioned earlier, you know, the Rough Country suspension line has had a full line of products available, and I mean literally everything from just, you know, $50-$100 products to entry level accessories, all the way up to, you know, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 crazy lift kits out there, long arm travel kits, everything you can imagine. Well, there are a lot of guys out there, and there's nothing wrong with it. We do it for, you know, for a lot of clients here. There are a lot of guys out there that want to just do a very small lift and don't want to spend a lot of money. There's nothing wrong with that. We've personally done it. You can take the brand new Jeep JL series, which is a 2018 on, and literally retain factory ride, but easily throw on a set of 35-inch tires by literally just doing a basic install lift kit of nothing more than coil spring spacers and shock extenders. Now, let me tell you the plus side of that. For you guys out there that just want to rock a set of 35-inch tires, but you maybe have no plans of going any heavy off-roading, that is the way to go. And why? It is dead-on factory ride quality. So no matter what you do, you are going to have that lifted appearance, the aggressive off-road look, but very entry level when it comes to that affordability in your pocket. Just over a couple $100 for this install kit, a couple hours time. You can literally get it done in a day. Throw on a set of 35-inch tires, even on your stock wheels. Maybe you've got a nice, you know, set of 18-inch wheels on there, looking really good on like an Unlimited series. So you can throw on a set of tires and you can literally retain full factory ride quality. So you can get this thing out, cruise it down the highway, 70, 80 miles an hour, no problem at all in any of the brand new Jeeps.
And Bub, with the partnership, the brand new partnership over there at Rough Country, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the first three people that write into sales, S-A-L-E-S, sales at Bubba's, B-U-B-B-A-S, ExoticMotorsports.com, Bubba's ExoticMotorsports.com, the first three people that hit the, send us their information, Tyler over at Rough Country is going to be sending you a Rough Country hat, a Rough Country tumbler, just like you see right here on display on the table. And I believe he's also going to include a Rough Country sticker as well, Bub.
Yeah.
And those Rough Country tumblers are really nice, man.
Well, they're done by Yeti, dude, so it doesn't get much better than
no,
that.
No, it doesn't, man. It really doesn't. So the first three that jump in there, sales at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, and we'll get you taken care of there, Bub. So one of the things, Bub, that Rough Country did on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rough Country Mark Brown Jeep is they sent you in a variety of lighting items, as well as Derek Dietrich, the second baseman for the Miami Marlins, whose Jeep you're also building right now as well.
Yeah.
And those come in a textured finish, which is fine. That's really good. But you wanted this to, again, be able to be valeted here in the South Florida area, if that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
So what you did is you took that textured finish and smoothed it completely out using the 3M Trizac system that you're so famous for knowing for those quality finishes that you bring forth. And you painted the parts so that they're not black, like you see on every Jeep, to color match the rest of the Jeep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, out of the box, you know, I actually did that. I did a posting on it this morning for Instagram, all the social media. You guys can see those pictures out there if you go look at our Instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Literally just posted those photos up from this new Jeep JK Series grill, and that is with the 20-inch dual-row Black Series light bar. The way we did Mark Brown's Jeep was with all dual-row Black Series. The way we did Derek Dietrich's Jeep was actually all single-row Chrome Series. So the reason I did that was not only to show off the different product lines, but also to theme it towards those vehicle styles, right? So Derek Dietrich's is very much of a classy on-road street beauty queen looking one. You know, it's got crazy audio system in it, flashing lights everywhere, right? So it's got that style.
That's a really, 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 really good guy, man.
Yeah, super solid. And, you know, when we did Mark Brown's Jeep, we did his in a...
Also a good
almost
guy.
Almost like a two-toning of a very aggressive on-road slash off-road look, but also still very clean. So, you know, it can not only go off-road and look super aggressive and have full functionality of what he wants it to do, it'll work. But also if he wants to take it out and just go for a nice dinner, he can go for a nice dinner, literally pull up and just valet the thing. It's going to look that good once it's all painted, base coat, clear coat. We've got a lot of crazy pieces going on that thing right now. And Rough Country just was literally just throwing product at that thing to showcase all of their newest line, everything from their newest 3.5-inch off-road lift kit for it, You know, we've got the Nitto, brand new Nitto G2 Terragrappler tires on the thing, 20 by 12 minus 44 offset.
Thank you to Nitto,
wheels.
By the way.
You know, all of the LED lighting that's coming through on this thing, man. So we've got so much stuff going on. As you mentioned earlier, we did do a full custom upholstery in that.
Sure did.
So it does look, again, like that Mopar factory fitment in terms of the seats, but it is all done in
and
a marine grade material.
Yeah.
And it's got a 270 stitch with like a baseball thickness thread in a green that matches the Jeep, the exterior.
Stunning.
So it looks beautiful.
You, beautiful
you open the doors, you get a little bit of that ruggedness, you get a little bit of that clean. It just, it's a perfect match.
Good morning to Kenny Ledsam, who is the official American Racing Wheel Pro rep for Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. He said it looked amazing. And Simon Beloff, who is with the Marlins, Miami Marlins staff, he says Simon and Dee are here. Good morning. Those rough country products look sexy. He is referring to himself and the world famous Miami Marlin Derek Dietrich. Follow him on Instagram, 32DD. Amazing guy. Bob, I'm going to show everybody the actual grill that you went through and did for Derek Dietrich's Jeep. And you will be seeing this vehicle in full release. What you did here, Bub, is you took, this was the standard black finish on the back of the grill.
Yeah.
This is how it looked when it originally came from Rough Country, correct?
Yeah, it had just a textured black, matte black finish to it. Again, right out of the box, these things for a lot of Jeepers out there, do-it-yourselfers, some people out there love that super, super aggressive textured finish, really heavy-duty look to it, almost like a military-grade look. Looks super quality, but we wanted to take this thing over the top.
So, Bub, let's turn it around now and see exactly what you did. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, 22 million people watching this show, you can now see how Bub did it. And gone is that black textured finish. In its place is a white gloss two-tone system or a two-step system along with a black two-step finish to come through. It complements the RC sticking through there, and right here where my fingers are protruding, this is where one of the Rough Country light bars will actually be sitting, correct, Bub?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's a super clean look, really, really solid, dude. This one, again, for Derek Dietrich's, we are doing his in a, like I mentioned, his Jeep is a very, very on-road clean look to it, a lot of crazy lighting, crazy audio, beautiful upholstery in it. That one we actually did, the exterior framing of that is done in a base coat, clear coat, gloss black, smooth finish. So we did remove all of that undercoat texture grain that did come from Rough Country. So it does better match the theme of his Jeep. And then we did the insert itself, the mesh grill, in a base coat, clear coat, in the gloss white of the factory Mopar color on that Jeep. So it's going to have beautiful two-tone. It's going to, again, look like it's something that came out of a box and is very aftermarket and aggressive, but it's going to be color matched in a way that the installation of it makes it look like it was literally built on Mopar's floor at the dealership, and that's what you want.
Well, the thing is, Bub, this, okay, the installation, I want to kind of approach that. This isn't something that even Jeep does. This is your design skills. This is your quality coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you want the vehicle to be able to be valeted. The one thing you always think about in your design prowess is you want to be able to valet that vehicle, or you want to be able to play with that vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know, that was kind of the goal with it. And again, you know, it's all about every vehicle you want to build in a certain theme. To me, it's you know, I'll never build two of the exact same.
No, you
and,
don't.
And you know, you can build them super, super close, but I always build them different. I'll never, you know, we've had a couple of the
That's
guys
correct.
Come through and say I want that exact one. It's, you know, I won't do the exact two same things, but I will get them close if I have to. But you know, for some of these things, man, I like to add a touch of class to it, not just take a bunch of parts and slap them on everywhere, you know, and go with something like that. I like to make it very, very clean, but still very aggressive all at that same time. So it looks good sitting in a parking lot. It looks good either on-road or off-road, whatever it may be, even on the track. You know, even our rally car looks super, super good just sitting still,
yeah,
you know?
The rally car does look good sitting still, doesn't it, man? I mean, the new rally car looks amazing. And it just, like you said, it doesn't even look like it's fast sitting still.
Yeah.
And that's the way you try to build things. Again, sales at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. And you get a free Rough Country kit shipped directly from Tyler Grooms over there above at Rough Country.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see, I know that both the Mark Brown and the Derek Dietrich Jeep will be on display at the Marlins Stadium for the 6-week spring training starting the 23rd of February, Bub.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, I'm looking forward to it. We got a lot of work to get done on both of them. You know, pretty solid rides, pretty solid progress on them so far. I'll tell you what, man, you guys are going to have to stay tuned to see those. We are doing our daily show that we do Monday and Friday on the Facebook live stream. We are actually doing the product promos on those from Rough Country and BEM. So you will see not only the, you know, start, the middle, and the finish of these things, but you'll see those final pictures up as well. So maybe if you do have an idea, you want to look back at it, you can actually check and see on our Instagram page, on our Facebook page, any of the social media, you'll be able to see those photos, take a quick glimpse at them and be like, you know what, man, I actually think I like that look. I want, and that's, trust me, it's something that it has to grow on. You know, when you do these modifications, these are like facelifts. You have to, or nose jobs,
that's
essentially.
Correct.
They have to be something
very
that grow on you. You know, it's a severe change, but at the same time, it's a change for the best. You know, when we did a previous grill install on the white Wrangler we just did, it was a total, I mean, that was a facelift for sure. You know, with like the angled eyes, and that was
yeah,
a crazy
that,
setup
yep.
we did with a mesh grill, a fine mesh grill, color matched again to match the Jeep. So it looked like a factory fitment, but I'll tell you what, man, at first client was not happy at all. They just didn't like it at all. And it just was such a drastic change. And now, you know, a couple weeks later, client is blown away. So you see that Jeep coming and you know exactly who it is now.
You do. It does have that BMW-esque style face on it because of the graph front end that you did on it.
Yeah.
It's really neat, man. There's a lot of neat lighting things you can do with the Jeeps as well, Bub.
Yeah.
Every one of these products is for sale at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, people. And if we don't install it and paint it, you certainly give us the paint code you want. We'll paint it, box it up, and send it out to you and drop ship it right to your door, Bub.
Yeah, it makes it super simple, man. It makes it a lot of fun. And, you know, that's what we're doing. We're having fun with it. And, you know, it's great, you know, being able to use these solid quality products and put our designs and build style to it. It's a lot of fun to, you know, see these transformations take place and just to get something new out there on the streets, not just stuff that's out of the box slapped together. And, you know, everybody's got the same thing. If you park, you know, 10 Jeeps in a parking lot, 10 Camaros in a lot, 10, you know, 10 Mustang, it doesn't matter what it is. It's not just the same crap sitting there side by
right.
side by side. And you see a lot of that, you know, the Jeep market down here, especially in Florida, is huge. But how many people do you pull up with and you see the same set of taillights, the same set of wheels, the same set of tires, the same, you know, the same height? You know, you've got to be able to stand out in that crowd somehow when there are so many of them. And that's exactly what we shoot for.
And one of the things, Bub, for example, I passed a yellow Jeep last night and on top of the roof rack, there were four of the round 8-inch Gila lights that used to be so popular on the Jeep. And I looked at that and I said, wow, you know, because I know your build style, it's always the latest and cutting edge technology. And now you're using the very small lights, if not the light bar itself, the cube lights from Rough Country that just completely illuminate your way at nighttime. And, you know, one of those lights puts out what the four of the other ones were at less draw.
Yeah, it's a big difference, man. In today's technology, there's so much that's available in terms of, you know, just fitment options and, I mean, colors and, you know, lighting, everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
Why go basic and just do, you know, just basic stuff that's already been done? You know, you can stand out in a crowd, you can make your stuff look really, really good, and it's all still, you know, you're still spending that same money. So it's worth it.
And Bub, one of the things that, I mean, we're not only dealers, but we are also installers of the entire Rough Country line, American Racing Wheels, Wheel Pro Wheels, Nitto Tires, the whole nine yards. You are going out. You have a Jeep. Brown has a Jeep. As we know, you guys are going to be going out and doing some light off-roading at 10 o'clock when we get off the air here.
Yeah. Our plan was to actually get that 3.5-inch Rough Country kit installed on one of the Jeeps and get it out and test that thing and, you know, see what it could do. I mean, we've done the installs before. It's not like it's our first one with that 3.5. We just didn't have any time this week, man. We had so much we were going on in the paint and body side, getting all these custom grills done.
Yeah,
we got the 50 inch windshield bar, the windshield LED light bar on top of that thing.
Looks really good.
We did
good,
all those
man,
brackets
the
as well in a base coat, clear coat. So, you know, again, we took that rugged style look to it and we made it
more
clean, but still very aggressive in the look for that fitment, you know, and that's what it's about, you know, building to that vehicle. And I tell people this all the time, and it's all about that end goal. What is it you want? What are you trying to achieve? And then it's just connecting the dots from there. To me, it's fairly easy. You just have to know how to chart it out
but
and go for it.
You've also, Bub, you make that statement very humbly. It's very easy. For I know when I'm talking to people, you've got another major baseball player coming in, Major mm-hmm. League Baseball player coming in, I think Tuesday, did you say?
Yeah, Tuesday
from a totally different organization mm-hmm. than here in the South Florida area. He's coming especially to see you, but you don't it for you, Bub. It's not you look at something and you've got it right there.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody else, it's a real struggle.
Yeah.
And I think what complements that is that skill set is not just the design side, but the product knowledge, especially as a dealer of so many of these big people that we feature on our website now. 19,000 new parts, ladies and gentlemen, out there. on the website. So you know exactly what, where there's going to be fitment and where things are going
to
go.
Yeah. You gotta know how to place things, man. You can very quickly go over the top with something, and make it look ugly. You can very quickly do that. And there's a lot of people that do it. I'm the kind of guy that'll just tell them like, you know, there are people that bring their stuff in, and even a couple of the ball players, I've just told them straight up, like,
yeah, you have,
you kind of went a little overboard. Let's pull a couple of these pieces off of there. Let's clean it up a little bit and, you know, make it a little bit more appealing to the eye. Not so much of like, oh, look at this and look at this and look at this. You know, you want it to be subtle, still very aggressive on the same note, but subtle enough that you can walk comfortably around the car. And it's not like, holy crap, there's just a lot of stuff going on. You know, you can clean that thing up. Sometimes less is more, man.
It really is. You just did Justin Nicolino's Audi. That was
Brett Lilac.
I'm sorry, Brett Lilac's Audi from the Marlins. And it was crazy because you did, it was just, again, Bub, it was the small, subtle thing. That car came white from the factory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you did a very nice base coat, clear coat black on top of it, and Mercedes black on top of that, man. Mm-hmm. Just in the very roof area there, and blackened a couple things out. You'd already previously lowered the car and done a wheel and tire combination on it that blacked it up a little bit. And man, did that car look good, Bob.
Yeah. It's, you know, again, man, that's some of the funnest stuff to do is, you know, sometimes color matching is some of the best things you can do out there. And adding two toning, it's, you know, two toning, sometimes three toning. It's all about just, you know, looking at the car, stepping back and, you know, asking yourself, you know, what is it you're trying to go for? What goal are you trying to achieve? And then you can make it happen. It's you know, that Audi, for example, that, again, that's on our Instagram, Instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You know, that car itself that came in, it was a basic A7, and it was literally what he called a grandma car.
Yeah,
truly it was. It was a luxury, high class luxury vehicle that was, you know, basic wheels and tires, had, you know, this huge gap between the tires and fender wells, and, you know, just all kind of nonsense. You know, the audio in it was basic. You know, so while it was still a very loaded car in terms of leather, the accessories, the Bluetooth, the nav, the heated and cooled seats, it had all of that, but it was just basic, you know, so we needed to go through and darken it up and make it more aggressive, but now still very, very clean. So you can valet it, you can do whatever you want, but you can still throw your grandma in it if you wanted to.
That's exactly right. Can you throw grandma in the trunk?
Yeah, this one's big enough. You could.
Was she run over by a reindeer?
So, you know, we wound up on that car just doing some basic, you know, to me, what I would consider basic upgrades that, you know, are kind of go-tos. You know, you've got your basic things that you do on any vehicle, especially here in South Florida. Window tint, check number one. Two is, you know, wheels, tires, if you're, you know, doing that, number two. Number three would be either lowering it or lifting it, depending on what kind of application you're doing. Four would be, you know, doing some, you know, either emblem deleting, sometimes emblem color matching, to make, you know, some of those accent pieces that, you know, the manufacturers, they put on, sometimes they go crazy on putting emblems on fenders and hoods and, you know, the bottom of the fenders and then the back of the trunk. I mean, they put emblems all over the place. Sometimes you don't need that. Dealerships typically plaster their name all over cars.
Yeah, I'm not
so,
a fan of that.
You know, you pull off the license plate frames, you pull off all of, you know, the inside the door jams where they've got their 1-800, you know, AAA number and all that. I mean, you get all that nonsense that you just don't need. You know, it's better to sometimes just clean up a car and get rid of some of the crap on it,
even if
it is factory. You can clean it up, get rid of some of it, and it could just be a beautiful, clean, aggressive appearance when it's done.
You know what, Bob? Speaking of which, you know what vehicle I really still like is the Avalanche or the Escalade in that same body style.
Yeah, those, not the early models, not the early 2000s,
but
I think that was like 00 to 06, something like that, in that range. But that later model from, I don't know, it was like 07. Yeah, I think 07 was the first year to maybe 13,
yeah.
07 to 13, 07 to 12, something in that 13. Range right there, man. Those Avalanches were super, super smooth,
they
man.
Were,
you could
man.
Do you could do the Escalade clips on them very easily. You can make them look really good. You can lift them if you wanted to. You could drop them if you wanted to. And they were just a full around, you know, all around just luxury vehicle that gave you great comfort, great luxury, and they gave you everything you needed. You had a little bit of a pickup bed in the back, but it was sealed.
Yeah.
You could throw your crap in there. You could make it a utility-style vehicle. You could throw your family and go to the beach. You had plenty of room in it. So it was a really fun truck.
It was a great truck. I don't know why they stopped making it. It was probably the most utilitarian truck I ever remember.
Yeah.
But we saw a great little 77 pickup the other day on the way to the gym. Did you remember that sitting beside you, smoking a little bit? Right
terrible,
there.
Dude.
Yeah, terrible, right?
Things stunk so bad.
Yeah, it did, man. Well, that's the old carburetors, man.
Oof, it was a lot more than that,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because you were teaching one of the techs yesterday about how to properly set an Edelbrock. Actually, our lead tech, Ken Mitchell, you were teaching him how to properly set up an Edelbrock carburetor. And that goes a long way, man, in somebody learning and being better in their trade.
Yeah, it's you know, it takes a lot of work to, you know, just understand what it is you're doing. And in this case, you know, not even related to paint and body, but you know, just in related to, you know, what I would consider basics. You know, tuning, I feel like tuning a carburetor is fairly basic. And the reason I consider it a basic is it's very easy to understand. You just have to take the time to understand it. It's nothing more than a couple screws and a couple settings, and it can be the difference of your car idling.
How about
or
that,
or shutting off at lights, or shutting off when you put it in gear, or overheating because it's running too lean or too rich. You know, to me, I consider those things just to be basics, as basic as setting a tire pressure. I feel like you just take the time, you learn it. Once you learn it, you will master it. And that goes for almost anyone. As long as you can understand what it is you're trying to learn, you can literally almost master that process if you put enough effort into it. It's, you know, I guess what everybody says, practice makes perfect. Some people get it, some don't. I don't know.
I don't either. But I'll tell you, if we had a client in here this week, Bob, right as we were having breakfast. You and I have breakfast together every morning and open the books and get everything balanced out and get our day kind of plotted out on the whiteboard. And we had a client come in. And he was saying, it's been too long. It's been too long, blah, 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 blah. And what were you saying? You know what, man? And then he followed it up by saying, but the problem is there's only one Bubba.
Yeah.
In the industry. There's only one. Mm-hmm. And what sets you apart from everybody else is that you not only design it and you physically sit down and design everything that we do. But not only do you design it, you physically touch every piece of that vehicle. It doesn't matter the people that we have on staff. You're not satisfied with just them doing it. You physically have to touch each piece of that vehicle.
Yeah. It's, you know, just that final quality control is, you know, the most important, man. There are some guys that can install parts, and they can stick, you know, nuts and bolts in, but there are some guys that actually take the time to understand it. They take the time to index their hardware. You know, that's something that I've always done. I've always been a big fan of indexing. There's a lot of big builders out there that do index. There are a lot of people that just slap parts on and they don't index anything. There's nothing worse than, you know, in today's world, you really don't see much of nuts, bolts, screws, fastener in modern cars. But when you're working with the older things, you do see those things, man. And, you know, why would you spend $275 on a set of polished ARP bolts, for example, and have them all going different directions? You know, you'd want to look inside your fender wells. And maybe if your fenders were all held on, for example, like Bel Airs, they sell full polish kits for the whole front end, the Bel Airs, the fender wells, the engine compartment, the radiator core support. They sell full, you know, $200-$300 for a set of bolts, which is absurd. But they sell these bolt packages that are fully polished or have bow tie emblems on them in the head of them or something. Why would you want those all going different directions instead of just tightening them down and taking a second longer to straighten them all so it looks really smooth when you just take a glance at it? You know, it's very small. It's all in the detail. Some people say it's OCD. I say it's, again, just basics. You just turn the freaking thing.
Yeah, and you're very, very insistent upon that. You just had that 2015 Mustang in here that was at another facility. In South Florida, that raped the gal. There were 40,000 miles on this car.
Mm-hmm.
They literally raped this woman and her son. There was three motors and a transmission put in the car.
Yeah.
And you went through and did the whole thing. As I was sitting down showing them everything you had done to that vehicle, through picture priorities and everything like that, one of the things that was very clear is just, and I was able to show it even in parts of the motor you'd never see, but once the new turbo was installed, one of the things you saw was every nut and bolt was aligned the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's even with the hose clamps as well.
Yeah.
I
mean, you're putting them on, like you're there, you're already touching it. You already have a tool to it. Why don't you just do, I mean, maybe a half a second.
Mm-hmm.
Just to like put that final little touch on there, man. So when people look at it, they're like, okay, yeah, this is a pretty, pretty solid install. Like you can't question the quality of work. You just look at it and you're like, all right, that's check next. That's
exactly right. You cannot question the quality of that work.
Yeah.
And that's part of what you bring to the table. You want it clean. You want it neat.
Mm-hmm.
And you want it to, when somebody opens the hood, go, wow, how did that happen? You even lined up the radiator hose on the top of the radiator with the factory scribe line as it went down the assembly line.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference in the world, Bob.
Well, it does in the end product, yeah.
So, and that's why people come to you. That's why people come, you know, but again, there's only one Bub and things can't rush as fast as people would like to push them through the door.
Yeah.
So it's just part of the problem.
That's it.
Where's Clark Kent?
I don't know. I think he's sleeping.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Where's Marky Mart?
He's chilling.
Is he really? Is he in the VIP lounge or is he outside the studio?
He's just right here chilling.
Marky Mark, why don't you come in and join us? Where's Clark Kent?
There's no chance that's happening.
No, it's not. What if we took a microphone out there?
If he was laying out there dying and there was one phone and it was in here on, there was the only way to call 911.
He wouldn't come in. No, he won't come in, even though he deals like Bismarck. He's saying, no, not a chance. But Marky Mark is just an amazing guy. Now, when he's in public and not so much in public, when you're alone with him, there's no turning him off. He has no filter and it's just absolute full tilt fun. It's a ton of fun. But in public, he's very reserved and very quiet. He's just an amazing guy, man.
Uh-huh.
He's just a really good dude.
Yeah.
And I hope he flips his Jeep today.
No. Come on, man.
Yeah, I do.
I just finished putting the roof bar on it.
I know, but I still hope he flips his Jeep.
I don't want to scratch it.
You guys are going to go out there on this trail and work on some of this new rough country suspension. And you're going to drive over like little pebbles, but you're going to jump out of the car and lay down on the ground and take pictures of it.
Oh no, for sure. I'm going to lay down and get like a really zoomed in shot of this really, really small rock.
Yeah.
So it looks like we're out there on serious, like 4 foot rock crawling.
And then are you going to put a thing out there that says it's a Jeep thing?
It's a Jeep thing, dude.
Yeah, it's a Jeep thing, brother.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'm doing it.
You're taking the Mark Brown Jeep down from a 5-inch to a 3.5, right?
Yeah, I'm going to bring it down a little bit. It's, the kit that's on there, that was another, it's a competitor brand. It's, to me, it's great function off-road, but for an on-road driver, man, it is just, it's a rock, man. It's
it really
way
is.
Too stiff. It's super, super uncomfortable.
Thing floats all over the road.
Yeah, it's not a comfort, it's not a comforting feeling in setup when you're trying to just cruise. You want to have something that looks really good. Really aggressive. It can do its work if it were ever asked to, but you just want it to be reliable and comfortable. And that's why we're pulling this thing off of the current setup that it's on. We are going to install that Rough Country 3.5. Man, I really wanted to have it done so we could have it on there for tomorrow or today. But it just didn't happen, man. The work week was just too busy. I wanted to get it done, but I just want to plan a couple days of that install time because you do know we are doing custom coloring and matching on the paint of those.
Yeah, you are.
So I've just got so much time I'm trying to put into it. This guy, he's got his media volume all the way up.
I don't know why the media volume's so up.
I know why it's all the way up.
Crazy, right?
You know what's funny is Greg was actually talking to me about that in the gym the other day.
What was he saying?
You're the only one that always has your volume going.
You can tell Greg to kiss my...
Yeah, or not.
How about that? No, Greg's a really good guy. We do work out with him, and he's just a great, 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 good guy.
Listen to this. You guys hear this out there? Do you hear all these tones? There's one volume button on the side of the phone. All you do is push it and hold it down, and it goes down.
How about that, man?
God.
What about that? So Bob, we're going to get ready to jump out of this segment here. What are we planning for next week? What's going on?
Let's see here. Next week we've got we're going to be doing a lot of fun, probably the final assemblies on all these, Jeep JKs we got with all this Rough Country product. Stay tuned for all of that. It is going to be a lot of fun, man. We're doing not only the tech tips, the product installs on our daily live streams, which also go out and hit YouTube, but also for these, some of the custom coloring, the paint matching that we're doing here. So you guys will see some of those processes as well. So you'll see start in the middle and finish. It's going to be a lot of fun. So those will all go up on everywhere, social media and on the YouTube side. So you can see those videos. Maybe if you're looking at buying a set and you want to see how it goes, the install, how easy it is. Before you go and spend that money, you can just check our stuff out and you'll see exactly how it went.
And Bob, if people want to see all of those great products, where do they need to go?
Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com.
Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. And I haven't checked our email yet, but like I said, the first three that got into the sales at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com website, the Rough Country, Tyler will be sending out the combo you see sitting here in front of you along with a Rough Country sticker. That'd be great for all the Jeep guys out there, Bub.
It's a Jeep thing, bro.
Yeah, man, it's a Jeep thing. And you're going to go out, Bub, and hit the...
How often do you do a Jeep wave? Well, you would never know. You don't have a Jeep, but do you guys actually do a Jeep wave? Let me tell you. Once we change,
listen, people drive by.
The whole there. Jeep wave, you gotta Jeep wave it for sure. You gotta Jeep wave it for sure when you go by.
Who's out there now, Bub?
We're Jeep waving, Marky Mark and I.
Oh, Jeep waving, are you really?
So I'll tell you what, man. When you go past people,
did
some
Marky
people
Mark park his Jeep in the lobby.
Some people Jeep wave, some people do not. There's doing the Jeep wave and the other person not responding with
the
wave.
I flip them off
back.
On the other way, Bob.
Want to know something really funny? So that's the common thing. That's the Jeep thing, right? The Jeep wave. But I'll tell you what, man. Do you know how many people started waving at Layla's Jeep once we put that front grill in there?
Ooh,
dude, they were, we were getting people from driver's seat and passenger seat were waving, dude. I mean, everybody.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. Amazing. Yeah.
All right, Bub, we're going to jump out of this thing. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw. Down in Abacoa, 561-660-6695. 10 to 6 today, guys. 12 to 4 tomorrow. Go down and visit the girls. Rough Country. Can't say enough about them. Rough Country is off-roading, done Bubba style. Right on, Bub?
Yep.
Until Monday, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Keep on doing it. Bubba style.